And then, did you have any target audience in mind? And were you consciously communicating anything to them?
Mm.
And how would you gauge your success in this?
Right. I did. I would say that I didn't really have a target audience, you know. I wanted people to come and number one, be entertained, because it is a farce, it's a comedy. I hoped also that they would be able to see the kinds of analogies and parallels that I was employing in the play. Because the whole idea was that this character was Maslinda Selamat inside my play, right? She's based on Maslamat. But the sisters are all trying to convince her that she has been hypnotized, that she's under a certain spell. Yeah? And I think that's similarly something that the religious rehabilitation group that's sent in to counsel this GI detainees, I think there's also that attempt to say, oh, you have been misled by certain extremists or fundamentalist ideologies, you know, that to believe these things are wrong. So I felt that was an interesting kind of parallel. You know, what does it mean to deprogram someone? What does it mean to tell someone, oh, you can't think this way, you can't believe, you know, in these things? And is it okay to believe in those things? And is the dividing line acting, to act on those things, you know? So maybe these people really do feel that society or the modern world is just so corrupt, you know, and so decadent, and requires a major kind of reform, like, you know? And do they really believe that the West is intrinsically evil, that the only way to respond to the West is by, you know, is through acts of violence. But then I suppose the tricky thing is, then do you act on that violence? Because, you know, all these grievances about, let's say, Palestine, for example, grievances about symbols of, let's say, Western economic superiority, yeah? The whole idea that they basically control the world economy and everything that is not West is seen as inferior or, you know, ends up being colonized and humiliated and, yeah, subjugated. So, you know, can you tell these people that you shouldn't think this way? Because there is an element of truth about the asymmetries of political power in the world right now, right? We are always talking about the global north, which is the European countries, and the developing or underdeveloped south. Yeah, there's still that going on. Yeah, what was the question?
Like,